I'm Mark Sasso from the band Elliot Brood, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Alberta. That's the best live band in Canada, damn it. Elliot Brood there from their first album, Tin Type. Talk about that in a second. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter sort of show. Here from 2 to 4 p.m. playing you some good stuff, I hope. Well, no, I know I'm going to think it's good. I just hope you think it's good. If you don't, or even if you do, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to hear something, 269-8636-269-UMFM, or you can drop me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Check out that there page for all previous episodes and a bunch of interviews and all kinds of other jazz like that. And played that song off the top there for a couple of reasons. First of all, Elliot Brood, like I said, the best live band in Canada, or so says me, coming back to town yet again. Hard to believe they seem to never leave, but playing on Tuesday night, High and Lonesome Club, and that is definitely the place to see this band. They will rock you. They'll get you moving, they'll get you dancing, they'll get you feeling good. I almost wish they'd actually play somewhere like the Pyramid or something where people dance. Because how good would that be to move around a little bit at an Elliot Brood show? You can't help but stomp your feet and move around a little bit, but everybody sits down there. It's not as much fun. I don't know. Go check them out. Guaranteed to be one of the best live shows you see this year. Guaranteed. And they've been through a few times, and they'll be back again opening for Corblund in September. And I'm sure a dozen more times at the Highlands Club. They never stop, these guys. They're fantastic. And they are also, that song I also played it because I'm headed off to Alberta. Tomorrow, actually, I'm leaving for Alberta. And I'm going to see the Calgary Folk Fest next weekend, and they are playing, which is pretty darn cool. And I know probably none of you are. Actually, Ole's coming out to join us at the Calgary Folk Fest, so maybe there's a few other of you. coming out there. I will run down some of the artists that are playing and tell you about some of the workshops I'm going to see. I'm sure you could still come if you wanted to. There's probably room in the back of Christy's car or Oli's car or something. I don't know. Just check it out anyway. CalgaryFolkFestival.com. We'll play one more from The Brood just to get you warmed up for Tuesday night, the High and Lonesome Club, because you really should be there, or else you're just being silly. And then we'll play a few Calgary folks, I think, after that. Anyways, this is Tell the Band to Go Home if you want to talk. 269-8636.
It's a myth that water and electricity don't mix. They get along just fine. The faded words on the brick wall, sheets, box springs, mattresses, betrayed the fact the field out back was the bed of two men, Willie and Dan, men of vision, ahead of their peers, unfortunately in between careers. Whatever the last straw, the bad break, it was not to be their last mistake. Dan had just spent his last penny on a minute in the bush with Reach around Jenny. Get over here, claptrap, Willie said, and he flashed a smooth fat bottle of red. Where the fuck did you get that, Willie? It's got a cork. Dan gave his lips a lick, went back to the bush to look for a stick. Hold on, Dan, you got no class. You treat your liquor like you chase your ass. We may not have the crystal or the table, but of one thing we're able, we're gonna consult the label.
Fine, fine, fine.
This fine red wine is a bouquet that pleases, served with red meats, poultry, and cheese.
It's coming to life. What are you?
Was confused over some of the words. Willie had to tell him that poultry was birds. I hereby bestow an honorary degree on one stupid fuck from the University of Willie Howe. Asked Dan, can you expect me to wait? Crack that baby and I will gladly pretend I'm eating a steak. Listen up, I thought this through. Check it out down at the slough. The geese are all too fat to fly. They're slow and they're weak and they're fucking huge. Me and you, all we gotta do, a rope, a rock, a 4x2. When they're asleep, we creep up, bash out the turd, and we bag us a bird. It's coming to life. What are you?
What are you eating for dinner tonight?
But
the geese were quick and had the men misstep, and they slipped up the bank and abandoned their weapons. Willie had a gander by the feet. Dan had the neck. It was hissing and spitting, nipping his arms, the welts raising. And so raging, he waxed the head down repeatedly on the bike path until it was good and dead. Willie was flat on his back laughing. Oh, great hunter, you must be tired. You start the plucking, I'll get the fire. The goose wasn't cooking on the inside hole. They ripped off strips, rolled them in the coals, pushed in the cork with a felt pen top. Easy down so they didn't smell a drop. When was the last time, Dan, do you know he had a fat full belly and a good wine glow? You tell me now which is which. Hey, the middle of the road in the middle of the ditch. They rode the high until the bottle dripped dry, and song after song couldn't help them along. Well, two men's wishing is as good as a command, so they scrounged enough for a flat of wildcat and got slammed! By morning, a crowd had formed by the riverbank. Willie and Dan were hauled to the drunk tank. Forced to appear in court for the killing of the goose, a Clear City Park bylaw abuse. Asked in turn how the two men fled, Willie claimed we were helplessly led by our guts. It's like snapping during a kidnapping. Well, that's me anyway, Dan here's nuts. The judge was annoyed with the courtroom fool, told Willie and Dan they were reckless and cruel. One question, sir, and I'll admit you're right. What are you eating for dinner tonight? At least the geese set their sight to flight. Yeah, what are you eating for dinner tonight? It's coming to light. What are you? It's coming to light. What are you? It's coming to light. What are you?
Some drunken accidents. They cried and cursed nature and God until they sampled Polynesia's shores, women and breadfruit. For ages now, recent discoveries chasing us, the adventurous chocolate. Mackenzie's men over Foothill and Avalanche with wineskins and sextants to fight fever, pagan and ticks. Finally follow the Fraser through toes in the ocean. For ages now, recent discoveries chasing us, the adventurous chocolate lust. For ages now, memories chasing us, the adventurous
heart is stirring. The nightclubs all were closed. Only a washed up cover band hitting the stage at Joe's. The guitar hit the first bar of Secret Agent Man. A door in the back flew open and into the room they ran. Look! Band gear over, and they noted with delight. The guitar amp was a bassman, and the bassman played upright. Then they looked round at each other, and they cried, "We are the best, for we like unpopular music, and just look at the way we're dressed." Now, roots, rock, weirdos, slapping each other's backs, using the hip cat language, they thought made them sound black. Roots, Joe, he was slow to anger, but that barkeep found it hard just to watch the air grow toxic with smoke and self-regard. So he jumped up on a bar stool and he called out loud and clear, "I don't know just what you weirdos want, but I don't want you in here." The room grew deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a homely social worker, bowling shirt marked Hank. And dropping the fake black diction, he said, "Since you inquired, let me take stock of what we roots rock weirdos desire." Fishnets for every woman, lipstick as red as flame. For every man a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back. Fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack. Three chords in every pop song, four white guys in each band. A ruthless media empire to saturate this land. And with our old country comrades and our brothers in neo swing, we'll reclaim music from the kids for our thoughts and cracker kings. Rock, weirdo.
for your earlier work.
Lucky me, lovely you. Strange to think it all was true. Fortune smiles on oh so few. How could two have all that we did? Sleepy days, soft sunshine, wicked nights upon cloud nine. Holding you so much was mine, more than any man ever needed. But leave it to a loser to fall from an angel's wings, to let go of all the things that held him off the ground. Give him love to make his poor head spin. Set him right up in heaven. Lord, he'll still find his way down. Single room, bed unmade. Pin-up girls, man, what a trade. Thinking about those nights I strayed. Funny, I'm the one feeling cheated. Sure, I've got some plans tonight. A show to catch, a friend to invite, things to fill this empty life, the life you once completed. But leave it to a loser to fall from an angel's wings, to let go of all the things that held him off the ground. Give him love to make his poor head spin. Set him right up in heaven. Lord, he'll still find his way down.
Sundown on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks home from work. From another day in the fields, and another day in the dirt. She lights a sacred candle next to an old photograph, and she says a prayer for a boy who fell between the cracks. She stares at a photo of this young boy who caused so much pain in countless 12-round bloodbaths when Kid Jesus was his name. He was the pride of the valley till the night he stayed down on his back. And when he took the dive, he disappeared down between the cracks. She says Jesus was born, my poor boy, on the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. She rereads the one letter that he wrote her from down in LA. And he said, please don't worry about me, 'cause I'll come back again someday. But she remembers every story that's whispered behind her back about a shooting outside a liquor store somewhere between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. Sunrise on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks off to work. To another day in the fields, and another day in the dirt. She looks around at the children dropping rich men's fruit in their sacks. And she says a prayer for all of us trapped between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks.
Staring out the window at a cold gray morning, wondering what had happened to me. I was feeling like an old fool, remembering a girl who I knew in another lifetime. I left her waiting for me back home in California, in a small town off Highway 99. Well, I played every bar from Bakersfield to Modesto, making just enough to get us by. Along that San Joaquin Highway, I heard every drunk say, boy, go get Nashville a try. Well, it's been 3 years or more here, just getting nowhere. More and more I ask myself why. I left her waiting for me back home in California, in a small town on Highway 99. Now the rain is falling on the trees and the houses on the east side of Nashville, Tennessee. But in my mind the sun is shining down on oil fields and orchards, spread as far as my eyes can see. Laying there beside me, holding me tightly, kisses, sweet embrace, talk of mine.
sun is shining down on oil fields and orchards, spread as far as eyes can see. And she's laying there beside me, holding me tightly, with kisses sweet as grapes from the vine. I left her waiting for me back home in California, in a small town on Highway 99. She's laying there beside me, holding me tightly, kisses sweet as grapes from the vine. I left her waiting for me back home in California, in a small town on Highway 99.
I'm Chris Coding.
Hey, this is Jay Farr of SunVolt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
That's gorgeous, isn't it? That's Creosote from Sunvolt, who will be at the Calgary Folk Fest on Saturday night on the main stage. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing a full Sunvolt show. I kind of skipped out on the Winnipeg one to see Crooked Still, I believe. But should be very good. And Jay Farrar, again, I guess it's him and not the festival programmers, because again he's only doing one workshop and the concert. But what an unbelievable workshop it's going to be! I'll tell you about that in a second. Anyways, what else did we hear in there? We heard Dave Alvin and the Guilty Men, Highway 99, from the album Out in California. Great live album there. That's the rockin', you know, really great Dave Alvin that I sort of like and expect, which is why his new record, I don't know, I'm not getting it. We heard something off it before that. Between the Cracks from West of the West, it's sort of covers of California songwriters, and it's really, really mellow, and I don't get that, but maybe I'll learn to love it. I don't know. A guy who does mellow the right way, God, that was gorgeous. That was Robbie Fulks from Georgia Hard, Leave It to a Loser, and that's pretty gorgeous. Robbie Fulks on the main stage of the Calgary Folk Fest on Friday. He's doing a couple more workshops, and I'll explain some of those in a second. We heard Robbie doing Roots Rock Weirdos before that. Chris Demeanor from Little EP. Hopefully he'll have a new record soon, and hopefully it'll be good. We heard Chocolate and Lust, and before that a live thing from a live record that I've been listening to again this week, and man, it's really good. Chris Demeanor, one of the best live acts in Canada, I'm telling you. He's one of those Danny Michelle guys that's so incredibly entertaining live, but his records sometimes I don't get, which is why it's good that he's got this live record, Party All Night, Chris Demeanor and his crack band. And we heard Dinner Tonight. I love that. The guy tells a great story, doesn't he? And Elliot Brood before that, President 35. And they're not playing the actual main stage at Calgary Folk Fest. They're playing the Twilight stage on Friday night between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. And should be able to do that, actually. Yeah, if you're looking at the want to know what's on the main stage, calgaryfolkfest.com. On Friday night, or Thursday night, actually, when you get there, there's a couple of interesting things. Dan Byrne is on the main stage. Feist is there. And then Broken Social Scene ends up tonight. So nothing terribly interesting. I want to see Dan Byrne again. He hasn't been here in a long time. We'll play some Dan Byrne in a bit. He played the Winnipeg Folk Festival a couple of times. And one of the most memorable Folk Fest moments was before a workshop. Dan was he was throwing a tennis ball out into the audience, and people would throw it back. And this one time, somebody threw it wrong, and it hit Mae Moore's guitar, and I thought she was going to kill him. It's kind of funny. So anyways, Friday night on the big main stage at Calgary Folk Fest, you got Robbie Fulks, the Jeff Healey Jazz Wizards, which I really like, and I don't know, maybe we'll try and play something. Bedouin Sound Clash again. And Macy Gray, which should be interesting. The MC is Chris Demeanor and Chantel Vitalis, along with Laurie Matheson. So that should be a pretty interesting night. Saturday, Calgary main stage, you got the Roaches. You got Kathleen Edwards, which is really great. Dave Alvin. Little Axe, I don't know who they are. Sunvolt, Chris Christopherson. That should be a great, great night. And then Sunday night, you got Dar Williams, Matthew Good, Ani DeFranco. So, you can duck out after Dar Williams if you ask me. Anyways, some of the workshops in Calgary, pretty amazing. Saturday, you start off your day. I'm going to see something called X Marks the Spot with Chantel Vitalis, who plays with Chris Demeanor, Feist, Melissa McClelland, and a lady named Rochelle Van Zenten. That should be pretty interesting. Then after that, there's a bit of a tie. It's tough. You got to decide between Chris Demeanor's concert, which is guaranteed to be great. You also got to, I think I'm going to miss out on Stephen Fearing, Jeslo, Garnet Rogers, and the Mammals. That should be good, but I think I'm going to pass that up to go see Countryer Than Thou with Tom Phillips, Robbie Fulks, Elliot Brood, and Tim Huss. That should be pretty fun. After that, I think the choice is to go. You got to miss the D-Rangers concert, and you got to miss Luke Doucette on another stage, but you can go see Doug Cox and Sammy Hurry, Dave Alvin, Stephen Fearing, and Aaron Marshall and Chris Cool, whoever they are. Then you got a bit of a break. Nothing too much interesting on at 1:30. 2:30, you got, this is a good one. I like this one. This is The Sound and the Fury with Jay Crocker, Melissa McClelland, Madrigaya from Winnipeg, and Luke Doucette. That should be a lot of fun. And then the big one of the day on Saturday, get this, 4:15 to 5:30. It's a little short considering how great this is, but it's called Route 66. And I think I would go to the festival just to see this workshop. So there's nothing that would make me miss it, I don't think. But Route 66 with Dave Alvin, Jay Farrar, Robbie Fulks, and this lady right here, Eliza Gilkison.
He was the black sheep of the family. How did mama's pride and joy go from such a precious baby to the devil's poster boy? I'm gonna slick my hair like Elvis, roll my cuffs like Jerry Lee. If the backbeat's born in hell, then that's the place I wanna be. I'm gonna be a midnight rider, gonna burn my candle down, following that driving beat to the dark side.
Thank you. This is 101.5 UMFM radio in Winnipeg. My name is Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show.
One more song, the radio.
Taylor Chitch, Joe Burkhart, vinyl chills and big cigars. Up for grabs and all for a prize. When the red eye curls keep on dancing through the night. Claim is on you. So what do you do? That's guaranteed. Little girl, you own it all. Birds and the diamonds, paintings on the wall. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. French maid, foreign chef, a big house with king size beds. You had enough, so you ship them out.
my friends I'd be willing to bet one day we'd sleep by the ocean. A tall tree, a fall tree, a call for an end to feelings based on bad notions. Let me guess, we will meet again. Captain Finch, did you find a friend? I got your directions turned over in red. One day we'd swim in the salt seas till everyone showed up and packed up and left. I woke up with no one around me. Let me guess, we will meet again. Captain Finch, did you find your friends?
This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
And I delayed a few days my bottled blues. I will break your sweet heart, 'cause we're through in these parts. And I have shamed your reprise, and after sleep we shall rise. And I will break your sweet hearts, 'cause we're through in these parts. Thank you.
my dear, no more sun.